Could I have all the children come up? All right, can anyone tell me what SSP stands for? Does anybody know? Does it mean super special person? No? Does anyone know? Well, it means Sierra Service Project. Does anybody know what we do on Sierra Service Project? Yeah, the youth of our church, like me, go to locations to help repair houses for the people living there. And also when we're there, we have worship time in the morning and at night, which is kind of similar to a church service where we sing songs. And I thought it would be fun today if I taught you a song that we sing a lot this year. It's one of my favorites. So I'll go through the chorus. So it goes inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow, gonna mulch it deep and low, gonna make it fertile ground. Inch by inch, row by row, please bless these seeds I sow, please keep them safe below till the rain comes tumbling down. So now the youth is gonna sing it with me, and you guys can join in when you want. Everyone can sing if they want to. All right, now you guys are excused for Sunday school in 3, 2, 1.
All right, so before you get us all off the stage, we're just gonna go through everyone and introduce ourselves. So I am Bodhi, and I have been to SSP for 4 years.
I'm Paige, and this was my first year at SSP.
I'm Emma, and this is my second year at SSP.
I'm Delmar, and this is also my second year at SSP.
I'm Trent, this is my second year at SSP.
I'm Grace, and this is my second year at SSP.
I'm Eliza, and this was my first year at SSP.
I'm Riley, and this is my first year at SSP. I mean, second year.
So I was told to do a reflection since this was my last year. Oh, I'm Matthew, by the way, sorry. I've been going to SSP for 3 years, and well, first off, I'd like to thank all the counselors that went. So Melinda, Mark, and Carla, please stand. Everyone give a hand for them for... So SSP is a great experience for everyone to experience. Each year I look forward to going to SSP and participating in going to remote areas of the state and United States that normally most people don't see, that they see normal household object, or we get to deal with no showers, no toilets, terrible sleeping, the trip takes forever. But it's good to be away from our reality in the Bay Area and think that sort of this another part of the world that isn't very far away and give back to a community that has more needs than wants. It's an opportunity for us youth to realize how much we have and how many people out there don't have it. I enjoy spending time with the youth and meeting new ones and working with them to giving back to the community that we may take for granted. Some activities that we do, like building ramps, stairs, or painting buildings, are for someone who physically can't do it or financially can't do it, is sort of humbling to me that we are able to sort of give back to our community that we normally wouldn't do. So if you're in high school or going into high school or have someone going into high school or want to be a counselor, definitely do it. It's a great experience.
Hi, I'm Erin Norris, and I've dedicated a week of my summer for the past 4 years to SSP and have loved my experience every time. I became an expert at building decks, as this year was my third time working on one. This year was truly special because I felt connected to the group as a whole, in addition to the volunteers from our church. What I love about SSP is that multiple churches from all over California come together for one common cause, to serve the impoverished families. Our overall theme this year was Set Your Foundation. If the projects we were building did not have a strong foundation, they would fall, and same with our lives. Without a strong foundation, our lives would fall. So every day we focused on a different word and its meaning to help set our foundations at SSP and at home. The most significant word to me was community, because it made me realize how much the people you surround yourself with affect your happiness. This word community fits SSP. It surprised me that in such a short time, I was able to become close with the people from different churches. We truly became a family. I felt this community most this year, which came at an important time for me. I leave for college in a couple weeks, and I'm very nervous about the fact that I have to make new friends. But if I realize that if I can find these friendships in just 1 week at SSP, then I can do it in college and beyond. SSP has given me the confidence to be myself. SSP is not simply an amazing experience for the families we serve, but also for the volunteers because of the relationships it fosters. I am grateful that I have gone to SSP for the past 4 years, and I hope the younger youth at our church find the same community with which I have been blessed. Thank you.
So my name is Kira Petroff, and this was my third year of going to SSP. For me, SSP has never been easy for me, so every year I try to focus on a different thing. My first year, I tried to focus on religion and what that meant to me. Last year, I focused on finding myself, and this past summer, I focused on the people around me. Every year, I make new friends at the different churches, but this year, I really focused on the relationships I already had with my fellow youth from this church. Sadly, this year, we have three youth who are going off to college, and they're actually all three of them are behind me, and every time I think about it, I start to cry, so let's see how far I get through this. So I say to you three, I wish you the best of luck and look forward to seeing you again when you come back for breaks. And to those of you who are staying and not going off to college and until I leave next year, or in 2 years, technically, I say to you, thank you. You have greatly impacted my life, and I would not be the same person without you guys. You are all truly amazing people, and I am honored to know each and every one of you. I love you all very much. To the parents and family members of those youth, I also want to say thank you. You have done a wonderful job with your children. I'm truly blessed to know each and every one of them. They have changed me for the better, and I'm in their debt forever. And to conclude my thank yous, I say thank you to the congregation and the people of this church. Thank you for creating such a beautiful and wonderful environment where we are encouraged and accepted. We are encouraged to be ourselves and accepted as a whole. It is truly a wonderful place to grow up. So once again, I say thank you to you all, and I love you all very much. Thank you.
We are wise.
before we, we're going to the scripture. All right, so today I'll be reading from the first book of John, chapter 4, verses 7 through 12. My beloved friends, let us continue to love each other, since love comes from God. Everyone who loves is born of God and experiences a relationship with God. The person who refuses to love doesn't know the first thing about God, because God is love, so you can't know him if you don't know love. This is how God showed his love for us. God sent his only son into the world so we might live through him. This is the kind of love we are talking about. Not that we once upon a time loved God, but that he has loved us and sent his son as a sacrifice to clear away our sins and the damage they have done to our relationship with God. My dear friends, if God loved us like this, we certainly ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. But if we love one another, God dwells deeply within each of us, and his love becomes complete in us, perfect love. This is the word of the Lord.